I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The standoff over President Trump's demand for a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border has become the immigration issue of late, so much so that you may have forgotten that the debate continues to play out on a lot of other fronts all across the country, among them education. My colleague Marnette Fedaris covers immigration and education for us. So, Marnette, it's January the 3rd. Cast your eyes out for us over the next 12 months. What are the flashpoints we're going to be seeing in 2019?
Sure. So there are many issues within immigration that is going to cross over to higher ed. And I've been talking to a lot of higher education officials and leaders, and what they see is that there have been changes in 2018 that goes into student visas and sort of work authorization programs that could really impact immigrant students at U.S. universities. But I think the most pressing issue that a lot of them see is the issue around deferred action for childhood arrivals, the program that the Trump administration wants to end.
DACA.
And exactly. And about 40% of DACA recipients are students. And a lot of advocates are concerned that if the program ends, you know, that will really lock out a lot of students from higher education because that could affect their in-state tuition if they're able to work after they complete their studies. So it's a really concerning issue for a lot of people.
What are some of the other issues that you're looking at in education and immigration?
So some of the issues that are kind of not as much in the forefront for some people are the issues around international students and their visas. Last year, the Trump administration made some changes in sort of how they count when you've fallen out of status with your student visa.
And what does it mean exactly to fall out of status?
There are certain rules that you have to sort of abide by when you're under student visas. So you have to have certain units. And sometimes you might find yourself maybe falling below the units that you need. And you can always fix
units
that.
Units as in class credits, that kind of thing?
Exactly. Class credits, class units. And in the past, you can try and fix that. But the new rules for student visas makes it harder to fix some of those issues.
To the degree that foreign-born higher ed students might be under attack right now, do you see them or any of the people around them fighting back?
Yeah, and I mean, this is exactly what's been happening. There is a group of university presidents and chancellors who have come together to publicly oppose some of the Trump administration's immigration policy stances, and also a network of community colleges who are really trying to promote educational opportunities, both for immigrants and refugees as well.
That's The World's Marnette Fedaris. Check out her rundown of immigration and education stories to look out for in 2019 at theworld.org. Marnette, good to have you on. Thank you.
Thank you.